Wait a minute. Who's this, Stiz?
This is Mace. Now, may have been produced by a shady character, but I can separate the art from the artist.
I can too, and I'm just giving you a hard time. Yeah. This is WEEI Afternoon Show, where I admit I listen to R. Kelly. I still like the 12-play R. Kelly. I grew up in middle school. That was a great album.
Great album.
Michael Jackson. There's a more and more in this world, you have to separate the art from the artist, because a lot of the artists are creeps.
What, am I never going to watch House of Cards?
Right. Like, there's just so much going on out there that it's like when they tell you to eat healthy, and you're like, well, it seems like everything's bad for me. What's healthy?
You do what works for you. Al Michaels hasn't eaten a vegetable in like 50 years. Guy's the picture of health and still calling football games at 79. I'm fine with that.
That's a good point. That's Nick Fitzy Stevens. I am Andy Jumbo Hart. We're coming down the home stretch here of a Patriots Friday, WEEI Afternoons. No Christian Arcandy's at a wedding. And I don't want to fluff up host one, because I think his ego is big enough. He thinks he can beat my ass in a boxing match, and we all know that's ridiculous, and we all voted that way on Twitter, and it really bothered host one, and I can say that now that he's not here. But the one thing I do need him for, apparently, is to keep an eye on the phone lines, because I was a little bit absent-minded in that area.
Hello. We've got loaded lines for the last hour.
Didn't know. I forgot to look. We were all chatting and having fun and talking Bill and talking Pats and picking the game, and I didn't know what to do. So anyway,
we're going to try to bang through these before we get to our picks. So I am going to start off with, let's go to one of my favorite callers. Pauly in Dedham wants to talk about Drake May. What do you got, Pauly?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi. Hey.
You with me?
Yes, you with us?
You got me?
Hello?
Yeah, I am. I bumped into Arcan this morning. He was filling his tank at the Shell at the gas station in Dedham at Endicott Circle. We exchanged pleasantries.
Nice. Yeah, I don't buy that. It's not pleasant.
Yeah, hey, are you Pauly in Dedham? Yeah, great to see you.
He can be tough. He can be tough sometimes. But anyway, yeah, two quick things. One on May, the other one the Bruins.
Yep.
The only thing I'd have May involved in the game plan is as a decoy. I wouldn't be playing. I wouldn't be rushing. Not with that defense that we got to play this week. I wouldn't take the chance. Okay, no, I would use him as a decoy, and that's about it. Number two, Bruins. I told you about the Bruins. I told you about last week that I was sensing, or 2 weeks ago, I was sensing a slow start, and Montgomery was going to be in trouble, but it's not him. They still don't have enough horses up front. That's the problem. And these guys are so beat down by the Panthers these last two seasons in the playoffs and these first couple of games of the year, that they got Panthers on the mind. It's nothing to do with the coach. It's the players, particularly the players up front.
All right, Pauly, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Excellent
call,
Pauly.
That was actually a very good call, other than the, you know, Arcand. Screw Arcand. He's not here today.
What are you talking
about?
He was just catching you up on your buddy. He's the other guy on the show. They had a nice, he said they exchanged pleasantries.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I buy it.
Yeah,
anyway.
Hey, watch my car. I got to go to the bathroom.
I'm at the Shell in Dedham. Jake in Boston.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not
Speaking
surprised.
Of exchanging pleasantries.
He wants to talk about Bill Belichick, maybe social media, maybe a costume. Jake, what's going on tonight?
Well, not just Bill. We have Linda Pattuzzi as well, because there's something to that. Obviously, on Bill, gentlemen, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Bill has happily taken along this role of Instagram boyfriend for his 24-year-old flame. I don't think he's going all in simply because it gets him action where he wants it. I think he loves the attention. I think he loves that it drives Robert crazy. I think he loves the fact that it drives his ex Linda crazy. And Fitzy, did you know he had to give her the Nantucket house as basically like a keep your mouth shut NDA?
As a matter of fact,
summer?
Jake, yes. Several months ago I was told that, and I also have kept my mouth shut about that as well.
Well, you know what? Listen, the photos are out there, and she's probably, you know, going off her rails. But in more disturbing Halloween news, the Halloween photo that was shared by Real Red Sox owner Linda Pattuzzi last night on her Instagram story in the house that obviously John bought her on Beacon Hill, kind of disturbing because they didn't want to pay for Mookie Betts. Mm-hmm. They didn't, you know, they're playing Moneyball right now with the ball team on the field. And she's also playing Moneyball with the Halloween candy, because if you look at that photo, they gave away the fun size bars last night. The billionaires on Beacon Hill gave away the fun size.
They
gotta
bars go full last size,
night.
Jake. That is garbage.
Full
if you
size.
Don't th- full size from Pizzuti.
They are handing out candy like they hand out contracts. Cheap, cheap, cheap. And that's without mentioning that they just saw the social justice Red Sox just watch their greatest African-American talent of all time win his third World Series. That makes him the winningest active player in baseball history. The cheap ways they do things over there, and they canceled Tom Yawkey. They should cancel the Henrys for Mookie Betts winning his third ring. Curse of Mookie Betts. Cheap Linda Peduzzi.
Thanks for the call, Jake.
Okay. I gotta honestly, I need to know. Does Jake not know her last name, or is calling her Peduzzi like kind of like a...
I think it's a dig.
Is it a troll
like
job?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a troll job. I think
really?
It's an intentional mispronunciation.
Because I think Pizzuti's a great, like, right in the old, Pizzuti's a great last name.
Yeah. But if you want to tweak somebody, sometimes you screw with their name. Anyway, I actually agree with Jake. I didn't see the photo, but if they're giving out fun size...
That's pathetic.
Gazillionaires, and you're not giving out good candy.
You're not even going full... You know what they should be handing out? Like, they should not only be handing out full-size candy bars, they should be handing out like Mr. Beast, like the Feastables, the more expensive, really organic, all-natural. Have you ever had those, by the way? Fantastic.
I have not. I saw that they existed.
The chocolate peanut butter ones, they used to be called D's Nuts until they got sued and they had to take the name down. There's a copyright infringement. They're fantastic.
Arcand got me on the greatest D's Nuts joke of all time at the end of the show the other night. I was embarrassed. I had to just put my tail between my legs, put my headphones away, and walk out the studio. It is what it is. Back to the phone lines. Dan in Rhode Island wants to talk about Drake May and the Patriots Sunday against the Titans. What's up, Dan?
Happy Friday, comrades. How's it going?
There we go. What's up, Danny in Cranston?
Hey, I only heard the beginning of the show. You still talking about Hollywood props at all?
100%.
Why, you spending big money on something?
Well, I'm Irish, so I'll take Dirk Diggler's prosthetic and then pretend.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, guy's got a dream, you know?
Hey,
guy's
got a dream. My Dan in Cranston is ready now, Jack.
There you go.
What do you got about Drake May?
Listen, assuming he's playing, yep. I was just looking back and thinking back in my head the last time I literally felt like, even beyond Mac Jones, I think that the Patriots were in a smash spot to just lay the lumber. I think if he plays, I think they're playing a team that is on the downward spiral, where I think the Patriots are kind of more, they have a real quarterback. Will Levis is not a real quarterback. I just feel this team is on the upswing. This may be the high point of the year. Two touchdowns easily. The wrong team is favored at least by, you know, Patriots. If I was betting this game, I could bet this Patriots laying almost anything under a touchdown. Just seems like everything is going to work out for them. I hope I'm right. I just feel good about it. I haven't felt good about this team since like 2019, maybe somewhere around there when Brady was still playing.
Yep.
I mean, when they started 9-4, I never felt good even when Mac Jones was playing when they were like 9-4. It just seemed like smoke and mirrors.
Agreed.
But I just, as far as Sunday goes, this just seems like Drake May is going to let it go. Hopefully the stupid offensive coordinator agrees. Have a good weekend, fellas. Take care.
Thanks for the call, Dan. The feel-good Patriots.
Hold on a second. Are there good vibes again in Pat's Nation?
They're Drake May-created vibes.
It doesn't matter.
Feel and get nothing but positive vibes out of Foxborough.
That was today.
See? Wow.
I know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
I'm smart. Not like you people say. I'm smart. I'm very smart.
Hold on a second. You see, again... You're having a nice moment. You can connect with your audience. You can build audience and amnesty with them. You know, they'll even give you some slack and leeway. But again, you have to people them just to make sure whatever bridge you just started building, you burn to the ground.
It's what we do. It's a give and take. And last call we're going to take is Josh in Nashua. And he has, we've talked some NBA rules changes this week. I think Josh has a call in that line. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy Stevens, right?
Josh, yes, what's up, buddy?
Never heard from you before, my man, but I like your takes thus far. Just a couple things to bounce off you guys. Like, I think, like, moving the three-point line back is, like, totally asinine. I think just to change the rules for one team that's doing it too well is just ridiculous. Like, I've heard that on your competition, and, you know, I just think, like, you know, they didn't do it for the Warriors. They didn't do it in the NFL with the Philly Eagles doing the brotherly shove.
Yep, correct.
And like as far as like the Patriots go, like you guys have been talking, like I think there's been people that have been saying like Drake May shouldn't play in this game, but I think it's the perfect opportunity for him. Like, you know, a real road game, like not in England or Germany or wherever, you know, like, you know, it's the perfect opportunity for him to, like, shine and, like, really get a road experience, like, and probably get a W, like, from what you guys are saying. I'm more pumped about, like, you know, like, Ladarius Sneed is out, like, big players are out for the Titans. So, I think we're heading in the right direction.
All right, thanks for the call, Josh. I do think we're heading in the right direction. How about this positivity? I didn't necessarily see this coming in the last. We did a good job setting the table in the first segment of the 5 o'clock hour, both of us picking the Patriots to win. Now that feel-good Patriots momentum has come into the bottom of the hour, and now we got to get to picks quick. So are we ready to go back there, Stiz? Stiz? Anybody? Oh, there it is. You know that music. That means Andy's going to pick some winners.
All right, very exciting first game. New Orleans Saints at Carolina Panthers. The Saints are favored by 7.5, and the Pope tweeted hashtag Saints today. It was really funny if you got to see that tweet. So who do you got in that game?
Like the real Pope? Like
yeah, Pope, the real Pope. Wow. I don't know if Turk can pull it up. It was really funny.
What does he go by?
It said like hashtag Saints, and then it had the Saints logo right after it.
That's because because in season, all of the different NFL hashtags. The fleur-de-lis is what we call that.
All right, give me the Saints. If God and the Pope are on their side, the Saints are going to cover.
Well, we all know that there is no God, so I'll take the game.
That's more controversial than anything Giardi said about Magus.
7.5, the Saints have no business being 1.5-point favorites over anyone, and that would include the trash fire Carolina Panthers, starting a renewed and reinvigorated Bryce Young with a bunch of receivers looking to show out this Sunday so they can get traded right out of Carolina. So give me the Panthers.
All right, next up, the Las Vegas Raiders at Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are favored by 7.5.
Ooh, it's a big number, but I am going to take Macaulay Culkin, Joe Burrow, to get the job done, to cover that number, beat the Raiders. The Raiders are kind of a train wreck themselves, and the Bengals need to start to really hit their stride if they're going to make a run at the postseason. I say my guy Joe Burrow, who hates Halloween like me, gets the job done.
Bengals on the money line, Raiders with the cover.
Boo.
All right, next up we have the Chargers at the Browns. The Chargers are favored by 1.5. Against famous Jameis's Browns.
You know, I don't like the defensive injuries for the Browns, Andy, with Denzel Ward getting another concussion. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he's the Joker's out. Like, there's a couple of defensive dings they've taken. Their offensive line's getting healthy, and famous Jameis has them amped and playing a new kind of ball. Competitive game, Harbaugh ball wins in the end. I'll take the Chargers by, like, a field goal.
Yeah, I'll take the Chargers, too. I'm just not going to pick the Browns. I don't really like their coach. I don't really like their former quarterback.
Well,
I don't like anything about
them. You.
Screw them. Take the Chargers and the baby blues.
All right, we know this division. Miami Dolphins at Buffalo Bills. The Bills are favored by 5.5 at home.
They can be favored by 15.5.
Wait, the Bills are only favored by 5.5 over the Dolphins?
That is what FanDuel says.
The Dolphins have 4 touchdown passes all year.
But they showed a little life last week. Tua returned to action. Yeah. The receivers will be energized. Maybe it's not going to be a complete lake effect snowball up there this weekend.
Give me Josh Allen and the Bills. I love Josh Allen.
Yeah, I kind of do as well. You can also run on Miami, and they'll make it a watch for sure. Will but they? Do I think they'll win by a touchdown? Yes.
Dallas Cowboys at Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are favored by 3 points.
Whoa.
Everything in the world says you should take the team that's played more competent football and has the ability to score both on the ground and in the air, which is exactly why, for some reason, I'm going to take the Cowboys. I have no idea why. Cowboys lose, season's over. This is a desperation game for Mike McCarthy and Jera.
Okay, you just swayed me. I'm going to take the Falcons because I want to see the Cowboys in more misery than they've been. I want to see more D's nuts comments from their players against the media.
From Trayvon Diggs.
I want Jerry Jones threatening as many people as possible. I want the whole damn thing, so give me the Falcons.
Interesting spread here. The Commanders are only favored by 3.5 when they visit the New York Giants.
Division game. It's got to be. That's why. It's got to be a division. But when you say 3.5, too, like Giants would be a home 3, so that's basically the NFL's way or FanDuel's way of saying that the Commanders are like a full touchdown better than the Giants, which I agree with.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders. He's got it. Jaden Daniels has it. He has changed that team. I see these debates on these ESPN shows about could he be the league MVP. He might be the most valuable player right now, just if you take it at the true value of the word. He's changed everything in Washington. So give me this. The
yeah, ROI is locked up, and I'll take the Commanders. If they cover, if, you know, win by six, good enough.
All right, last game here. It is the New England Patriots at the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are favored by 3.5. I know you guys both said you'd pick the Patriots to win, but will they cover? Or
win,
well,
cover.
They're not favored, so.
Win, it's cover, funny how that the works, whole damn Jacob. Thing. I feel really good about this bet. I don't know if I feel as good about it as some of our callers did in the last segment. They were really, really optimistic.
I'm telling you, we are book your tickets for New Orleans now. In March to go to Mardi Gras. Yes,
like,
exactly.
What are we doing? Yes. Get some beignets.
Cafe du Monde is elite.
Yes, so the we both have the Patriots winning this game, winning it by basically 10 points, 23-13, 24-13.
You heard Dan from Cranston said they should be favored by a touchdown. This is an easy dub.
Well, we don't need to. So everybody go to your FanDuel app and make easy money at the behest of Dan. Don't blame me if it doesn't work. Blame Dan.
The afternoon program is not responsible for Dan from Cranston or any of our callers' recommendations on your gambling apps.
So, Jacob, do we have a record? Do we have updated standings? What the hell's going on back there in these picks we make every week?
So last week, Arcan went 3-4, and you went 4-3.
Yeah, even though I wasn't here and didn't make the picks.
What the hell?
I had a fill-in.
Well, somebody made the picks.
Yeah, I think proxy? It was Joe Braverman, I think, may have done the picks for me.
Oh, Braverman was your pick proxy.
Yep, my pick proxy. So do we have season standings, or is that just a one-week tally?
That is a one-week tally, but the week before, I mean, you killed it. You only had one loss and, I think, 7 wins.
It's rolling, baby. How you like dem apples? How come I'm losing in my FanDuel app, but I'm winning here? I gotta bring these together somehow to make me some money with my friends over at FanDuel. Anyway, appreciate it, Jacob. Well done. Nice job. We'll see what happens next week. And obviously, if Joe Braverman's picks count for me, then Fitzy's count for Christian Arcand in the season-long standings here on the WEEI Afternoon Show as we pick games each and every Patriots Friday.
Good. You're welcome, Arcand.
We'll see. He's going to be complaining. You should have done the whole segment in Arcand voice.
Yeah, I promise you. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
You know he likes that, right?
The impersonation?
Yeah, he's gotten wind of it, and I told him, but he actually really likes it. He thinks it's pretty funny.
Oh, great.
But...
It's spot on. Hey, yeah, I can probably beat you in a fight, Andy.
The flip side is he's been trying to work on a Fitzy impression, and he's not very good at it, he admitted. And I also told him he wasn't very good at it. So there's a bad.
Now I need to tune in for that. I mean, obviously, I listen every day. And if
every
I can't
day,
listen,
2 to 6.
If I can't listen on a terrestrial radio, I certainly use the Odyssey app.
Thank you.
Download it
Rewind,
today.
Rewind, listen again.
What the hell does Arcan's Fitzy sound like?
It's not good. Yeah.
That's not. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Your old pal Fitzy here. Oh.
Coming down the home stretch here, WEEI's afternoon program. When we come back, we're going to have odds and ends. And Fitzy doesn't know what we're doing, but we're talking a little bit about fatherhood in odds and ends because he's a father, I'm a father. And we're going to share some thoughts on events of last night and maybe some events of tonight. So stick around as we take odds and ends, the fatherhood edition.